Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London. We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by
Craig Taylor.
At the Blue Heaven Theatre in June 2010.
I had fallen on hard times. I'd gone through a very bad breakup and was suddenly homeless. Not homeless in the real sense, but homeless enough to be scared. I had a conversation with a friend who told me, my grandmother has just died. She was quite old. She died of natural causes. And she left a 3-bedroom house in Camden, which was going to be empty. The family would eventually sell the house, but in the meantime, it sat there, and it would be safer if there was someone living in the house, someone like me. The house was at 1A Ivor Street in Camden. And it was an interesting house. The woman who had previously been living there was an author of children's books. She loved animals, and there were weathered photos of squirrels, badgers, and foxes up on the wall. There was also a stuffed trout up in the bathroom, behind a pane of glass. There was also a ping pong table housed in the garage next to the house, owned by the pub, and occasionally I could hear the sound of ping pong balls being batted back and forth. And there was also free wireless. I could steal the wireless of a nearby house. Unfortunately, the router was not called something like BT594126. It was called I Have a Tiny Cock. And so I have a memory of walking from room to room trying to find Tiny Cock. The house was unique for another reason, and that is that in 1890 it was inhabited by a woman named Mary Piercy. Mary Piercy was a kept woman, and she was having an affair with a man named Mr. Hogg. One day, for reasons we do not know, she lured the wife of Mr. Hogg, Mrs. Phoebe Hogg, and her infant daughter, also named Phoebe, into the front room, where she murdered both of them with a large knife, dismembered their bodies, and disposed of them. Phoebe Hogg's corpse was found in Hampstead, nearly beheaded, and the child was found nearby in a blood-stained pram. When confronted, after pushing the pram through Kentish Town, Mary Piercy, who was a very strong, very well-built woman, apparently, told the police, "I was killing mice, I was killing mice, I was killing mice." She became a sensation. It was the O.J. Simpson trial of its time. She had a wax figurine in Madame Tussauds. She was executed, one of the last women to be executed in this country. And I only found out about this after living in the house for a few weeks. The house was scary to begin with and became much more scarier after I heard the story. And on certain evenings, I would run up the stairs as fast as possible, past the site of the murder, waiting for an icy tap on the shoulder. It got to the point where I finally knew I had to take some sort of action. And one day, I sat down in the easy chair, which now sat right near where the murder occurred. And I said to the empty room, Mary, come on. We all lose in love once in a while. Mary, please, come on. I'm only going to be here for 5 more months. And it didn't work. The house remained scary, terrifying. At night, I just pictured Mary Piercy crawling up the stairs with a knife in her hand. So I decided that I would have to embrace this. I couldn't exorcise the house myself. I would watch the stuffed fish, who I knew was somehow filled with the spirit of Mary Piercy every time I took a bath. When I would cook, I would place my cutting knife down on the board and say, Mary, to warn her away from picking it up and stabbing me in the neck. And I just learned to live with her. I learned to live with an evil, harmful spirit. The other purpose for me being there was to make sure that the estate agents could show around very lovely, tanned, happy couples who were intent on buying this house and starting, inevitably, a happy family. And I was told specifically that I could never, ever, ever mention the grisly death that had unfolded in the front room. So each time I would be sitting at the table while the awful estate agent showed the house, talked about the garden, talked about the lack of any problem, any possible problem, and I could not say a single word. So finally, the house was sold. And I remember who it was sold to very well. They were three sisters. Three sisters whose father had decided to buy them a house in Camden. Lucky girls. Which meant I would be homeless again. And I tried not to bear a grudge to these three sisters who were going to inherit the house. They came through, they looked up and down, they inspected every room. They asked me, is there anything unique about this house? And I sat staring at them with wide eyes, knowing that the estate agent knew. I knew, he looked at me, I looked at him, I decided to say nothing. Nothing's wrong with this house. And when you hear that from a Canadian, it's as good as gold. A few weeks later, I decided to come back to the house just to see if there was any mail left for me. The door swung open, and the house had changed entirely. There were no more photos of squirrels. The stuffed fish had been taken down. The walls were being painted. In fact, one of the sisters who was painting the front room when I knocked came over to me, handed me the few remaining letters that I had, and said to me, do you ever get a weird feeling here? And I looked at her again and said, not once, no. And she said, late at night, did you ever hear any strange sounds? And again, I stood there, I smiled, I looked at her and said, it's probably just the ping pong next door. Thanks.
For videos, pictures, and information on our monthly events, head to our website, sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.